Okay, some of the best paying jobs in the American West are in the oil and gas industry. But get this number, only 18% of those jobs are held by women, and many of those are office jobs which pay considerably less. Now, with a growing need for labor, some companies are turning to women to work in the oil fields, as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports.
On a sagebrush ridge, an oil rig towers over the city of Casper, Wyoming. Its scaffolding is squeaky clean because it's not actually in operation. It's a training rig. A group of young men in hard hats gathers around. The instructor, Cliff Sherwood, is giving a lesson in safety.
Anybody want to try this one? Huh? All right.
A student steps forward to latch a pipe to a hoist.
No. You may have to step to one side to latch it.
Rig workers have to be able to lift incredibly heavy equipment for long hours and often in terrible weather. Sherwood says a lot of his male students can't stick it out. As for women,
getting the people to work under those conditions, there are people who come out and they think it's a good idea and they're out there 2 or 3 days and they find out, short order, it's not for them.
There's not a single woman in Sherwood's class. One problem is the lifestyle. Shifts are 2 weeks long. It often means living in man camps, trailers filled with bunk beds 24/7. Not ideal for single moms like Tika Perry. She's training to become a welder because it's one of the only jobs that doesn't require living on location. She's got her child care covered for now.
It's actually a home daycare, just a family friend of ours. She said that she would watch him for the 6 weeks that I do the class.
But once she gets a job, she knows she'll work long hours and come home late most nights. It isn't just physical strength and juggling family life that keeps women away. It's being the only woman anywhere in sight. Kelly Combs has been a pump truck operator for Halliburton for 2.5 years. She says she has to work harder to get the same recognition her male coworkers receive.
Every day still, when there's new people out here, whether it be the people that we work for or my coworkers, me being a female, and, you know, they're looking at me and judging me a lot more than their male counterparts.
But still, Combs likes her job because the good pay, truck drivers make as much as $50,000 a year, allows her to travel all over the world.
I've been to Spain, and I've been to Bucharest, Romania. Last year, I went to Moscow, and next year, I'll go to Tanzania.
Combs' company, Halliburton, is trying to attract more women like her. Lisa Finch is the company's diversity and inclusion officer who heads those initiatives.
I think anytime you bring into the candidate pool an additional skill set or additional options, that's always a benefit. And considering that women are half the population, that is a benefit to us.
Wyoming's gender wage gap is the worst in the U.S. State Representative Kathy Connolly wrote a report on the problem. She says energy companies would benefit by hiring more women because they are less transient.
The reality here of man camps, you know, it's a reality. If we want to move away from that model, we want them to stay in our communities, which we do, raise their kids in our communities, which I think we do, then we need to encourage companies to think about their workforce in that kind of way.
Connolly says the next step is for government agencies to ask harder questions before companies move in, like how women will be promoted and how they plan to close the wage gap. For NPR News, I'm Melody Edwards in Laramie.